We've been following the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut. This week featured high school poets. Now we'll hear from two of them. The first poem is from Emily Madsen. This fall, she'll be a senior at Avon High School in Avon, Connecticut.
Requiem for Judy the bus driver. Big-boned and hands like frying pans, covered with those fingerless gloves. Her hair was a mass of rusty red and gray curls, frizzy ringlets that stuck out like broken wires. She spoke with a slight curl of her lips, peeled back from her long horse teeth, baring them with each syllable. It was always, "Now sit down and keep your feet out of the aisle," in a voice like a raw potato. I lived in constant fear, for if I left my bus window open in the morning, she would track me down and make me stay on until the end of the afternoon run to close the rest of them. I could not move the windows with my six-year-old hands. Autumn was merciful, but I sweltered beside those windows shut fast in spring. Once, she screamed at me for putting fingerprints on the foggy pane during snow season. Seeing my distress, she called me sweetheart and kissed my cheek sloppily as I passed by to leave the bus. I had been crying, and her gloves held my wet cheeks in a wool vise, turning my head in the glare of the windshield's reflection to deliver the clout from her lips. My cheeks stung with salt, and she smelled like apples.
Emily Madsen reading Requiem for Judy the Bus Driver. Now we'll hear from Rebecca Hayes. She graduated this year from Suffield High School, and this fall she's headed to Sarah Lawrence College.
This is the ticking hand. I sit at the table with the cup in my hand, my watch up by my ear. And from here, the ticking hand sounds like a fly hitting a window over and over until it is 8. When I was a child, I never listened to the ticking of my watch with the ticking hand of my father, still stroking the fine, uneven strips of hair that fell in front of my eyes and behind my ears. And even when he wasn't home, the space between the sink and table did not seem so white. The jagged thorns of the wreath scrape the window pane with a small cry, and I can hear the snow melting away like a secret between me and the silence. My mother was sitting across the table from me the night before with a purple glass of Zinfandel, talking between sips like the real woman I hadn't seen. "He's not the same man," she says from time to time, and we know we don't know why. It could be work, we think, and it could be midlife creeping in like cold. We tell him to let things go, say no to what he can at work. But his face only loses color, and he says he's got responsibilities. I miss him, you could say. I long for that ticking hand that used to crack my windows in the evening and kiss my forehead with its fingertips. And as I think of going away to school in the fall, I hate that feeling that I'll be leaving my mother alone, married to herself. When my father explodes at every question, the kitchen seems to shake. And I don't know if the quake is more terrifying than the silence. Thank you.
Rebecca Hayes reading The Ticking Hand earlier this week at the Sunken Garden Poetry Festival in Farmington, Connecticut. Text to these poems is on our website at npr.org.